Hello to each and every one of you. God bless you for listening to The Shepherd's Pulpit. This is Brother Justin here with an open Bible. Turn to 2 Corinthians 4 and verse number 16, 17, and 18 as we're studying God's Word together verse by verse. I hope you have the opportunity to slow down a little bit and study God's Word with us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 16, 17, and 18. We're just trucking through this thing, one verse at a time, one phrase at a time. If I've got my count right, we're at broadcast number 58 on the book of 2 Corinthians. How about that? And do you realize we're only in the fourth chapter? So I wonder where we'll end up at. There ain't no telling. Somewhere in the 200s, maybe? Might be. We'll see. Oh, the Lord's good to give us this opportunity. I'm humbled and honored that you'd be listening today. And if we can help you in any way, let us know. We'd love to correspond with you. We would send your letters and your correspondence to the Shepherd's Pulpit, 3307 Bemis Road, Valdosta, Georgia. And we'd be happy to return a letter back to you in the mail or email us at WZYNradio@yahoo.com. We noticed in verse number 16, a couple broadcasts back now, that Paul, under inspiration of God, truthfully and honestly says, "We faint not. Though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." And that's where we left off. Paul said, "I'm not fainting, even though my outward man is decaying. It's just vanishing away. It's perishing. Why am I not fainting, even though that's happening? Because my inward man is renewed day by day." Make a statement before I read verse 17 and 18. Nothing we face and this life will last forever. "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look at things which are, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. The things which are seen are temporal, and the things which are not seen are eternal. Nothing we face will last forever." Notice carefully, our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Now, it doesn't feel like it's momentary. It doesn't feel like it's brief when we're going through that affliction. And it doesn't feel like it's light. But it is compared to eternity. Think about it, friend. Compared to eternity, your affliction is light. Yeah. Compared to eternity, your affliction is light. And it's for a moment. The word affliction refers to pressure. And the word light refers to easy. He said, "My affliction's easy." Who's he kidding anyways? Let me just say that. But in light of eternity, and in light of Jesus, he felt his affliction to be easy, light. Paul says that the pressure he's under is easy pressure. Easy affliction. He says it's light and it's easy and it's just for an instant, just for a moment. I have to laugh at those things because when people go through problems, and sometimes when I go through problems, I think it's the worst and heaviest thing anybody's ever went through. And I feel like even though I've been going through it for 2 days, it feels like 2 decades. What Paul is saying is the problems of life that seem so heavy right now, the troubles that seem as if they will never, ever end, and the burdens we think that will break us under the weight are really just for the moment and light and easy compared to what? Verse 17, the far more exceeding and eternal weight. That's the word, weight of glory. He said there's two weights, the weight of the affliction and the weight of glory. And compared to the weight of glory, the affliction is light. So light, it's like a feather that falls on the ground. So light, it's like a feather that falls on your shoulder, and unless you saw it, you never knew it hit you. Wow. What we face here is not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. It's easy compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. It's momentary. It's temporary compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Our problem is this. We are temporal minded. What we believe is what we see. What we believe is what we feel. What we believe is the pressure we feel. We never think it's easy peasy. We never hear a believer testify about their problems and say, they're light, they're easy. My problems are a cakewalk. So what are you talking about? That's what Paul's saying. And that's the reason why he's not fainting in verse 16. He's not losing heart because his eyes are heavenly minded. His heart is heavenly, not temporal. His heart is for eternity and not for the temporal. He says in this verse, in verse 18, everything we see is temporal. It's merely here for a short time and poof, gone. But what we can't see, those things that are ours in heaven, are eternal in nature. And we groan for those days to come to us. We rejoice to be in the endless ages with Jesus. We feel the pain for just a short time down here, but we'll experience His glory forever and ever and ever. Let me share a verse with you to let you keep on keeping on. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy's coming to every child of God. That far more exceeding weight of glory is the expectation of every believer. And when it is the expectation of every believer, our afflictions will seem but light, and they will also seem but for a moment. And when life is that way, we're not under the pressure. Therefore, we faint not. Verse 16. Woo! That's why it pays to be heavenly minded and not earthly minded. Remember, child of God, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.